Living together is a whole fucking other animal, dude. We just bought an apartment together, too. I bought it, but whatever. And I got it in New York City, which sucked because it's so expensive. We got a one-bedroom apartment in New York, which is fucking ridiculous money. Just, I wanted to get a studio, but you can't live with a chick in a studio because when you argue, you need that fucking bedroom to go to so you don't fucking punch her. You know what I mean? You need to be going, fucking, I hate you, and just slam a fucking door and just block yourself from fucking being near her. A studio, you fight. It's like the Blair Witch Project. Just, fuck you, bitch, I hate you. Fucking asshole. I can hear you. I'm right here, you asshole. We actually wanted to get accordion doors to kind of make a one bedroom in the apartment, but you can't have accordion doors. You need that door, that heavy wood door to slam the fucking thing. You ever slam a door, you just fucking, I fucking hate you! Boom! And it shakes the whole fucking house. Something her grandmother bought her falls off the fucking wall and smashes. And you hear her go, oh, that was my grandmother's. You're like, fucking, I hated those sconces, good. Fucking shitty old sconces. But accordion door is like anticlimactic. You can't even, you know, it's like, I fucking hate you! Frick. The magnets don't connect. She's still looking at you like an asshole through the crack. Come on. One apartment we looked at, it was the hallway to the front door was like a mile long. I swear to God, it was like all the way to the bathroom long, which sucks. You need that front door right there. When you say you're leaving, you need to get the fuck out. Fuck you, bam, and just leave. This place, the hallway was so long, you wind up making up before you leave the apartment. You're like, I'm fucking leaving, I hate you. Sometimes you say things that hurt my feelings, too. I love you, too, baby. Why are you gonna fucking fuck with me? Meet me halfway. I love you. I'm so tired. That's another thing, too. She gets mad at me because I don't say I love you or miss you. You ever get that shit?
You never say I miss you or love you. Don't you miss me?
No. I fucking don't. As soon as I leave the house, my phone rings like 5 minutes later. Hey, guess who? I don't know. You? I have caller ID, you morons. A photo of you comes up every time you call.
Do you miss me?
Fucking no. I just left. I'm not going to war. I'm getting a sandwich. I'll be back in 5 minutes. She's mad.
You never say I love you. You don't say
it's not that I don't love her. I do love her. I just don't want to desensitize her to those fucking words. When I say I love you, I think it should fuck you up inside. You should feel those words. Like my mother says I love you my whole life. I love you, Bobby. I know, Ma. I love you, too. I love you. I love you fucking, too. All right. I'll see you later. I love you. I fucking love you, too. It means nothing. I feel it never. Do you love me? Yeah, I fucking guess. I don't know. My father said I love you one time when I graduated high school. It fucked me up for like 3.5 weeks. I didn't know what to do. He was like, son, I love you. I was like, I fucking love you too, Dad. I love you so much. Why would you do this in front of my friends, man? I don't care, homie. I love you, I love you. He was like, all right, homo, get together. Come on. I don't say it because you turn into a pussy. Ugh. I have bedtime now, too. Do you have bedtime? Ugh. Does she? Let's go to bed. What the fuck? I'm a guy. We don't go to bed. We fall asleep like heroin addicts with remotes in our hand. I must stay up. There's a crocodile special on. I want to watch this shit. Please, God, let me stay up. I want to see a crocodile bite something's face.
Just go to bed.
I'm not fucking tired.
Your eyes are shut.
I'm resting my friggin' eyes in my face. Shut up. I wouldn't have to stay up if you didn't use the TiVo for Grey's Anatomy, you friggin' ass face. You live together, though. It's like bedtime, right? Do you get excited? Let's go to bed. Yeah, yeah. around, you turn into light fairies. I got this light. Who's got that light? I got the kitchen. Bam! I'm gonna make it to the bed first. Run in, jump into the bed, pull the covers up to your head. You two happy floating heads. I love you. Thanks. Someone always forgets the bedroom light, too. No, you're lying there. Fuck you, bitch. I ain't getting out of bed. No way. I might never be this comfortable ever again. No way. Throw the dog at the switch. Missed.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
Hello there. You are listening to Dutch and Royce on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Dutch and Royce here on MoreLikeRadio.com. It is Tuesday, June 2nd, 2015. I've been off for 2 weeks. I am Joel Dutch Van Wingerden here with Royce Lopez.
Hello.
Marie Lopez.
Hi.
Mitch Heil. Mitch Heil.
Mitch Heil.
He died.
Mitch.
Oh, I'm here now. I'm back. How's getting up here?
And Sherry Dahl.
Hello.
If you guys want to get in touch with us, there is 954-573-2780, or you can check us out live on morelikeradio.com/live, or tweet us throughout the week, and Joel Dutch, Chim Heil, H Juice Marie, Hippo Juice Film, and Dalai Lama.
Or message me on Facebook. I'm not on Twitter much these days.
Yeah. No?
Hi.
Twitter.
Should we give out... Okay, we'll just look up Marie Lopez and Sherry Dahl on Twitter.
Facebook.com/user/1035.
That's not helpful.
Wait, no, I guess it's just Chim Heil on Facebook.
I just use Twitter to complain to businesses. Like, I don't use it for fun anymore.
No?
No. Like, I don't got time for that shit. Shit goes
too
fast.
We're following the right people.
I only go on there for boobs. I'm not going to...
Yeah, like Caitlyn Jenner's boobs. Have you seen that shit? What the fuck is going on there? By the way, I refuse to call him Caitlin with a Y and a C. Like,
yeah,
he's still Bruce.
With a K.
It's going to be with a K.
You're still Brucey Bruce to me. I'm not changing that.
Why don't we call him Kaitlin just to, like, spite him or something?
But by the way, did you see, like, a transformation with the people who are, or at least the news, like, the way that they're addressing it? Everybody's saying her and she and all that kind of stuff. And if anybody screws up and says he, they're just like, I mean, she.
I lost my fucking mind today.
What happened?
Well, because I'm
it Bruce Jenner?
Yeah, I'm actually really, Caitlin. Really... really, really, really sick of it, because my news feed was, since this happened, everything, and I'm talking about everyone, I want to say 99% of people, it was all, oh my God, bravo, fine, you know, you go, girl, you had just the strength to do it, and and it's like, we're at this point of this fakeness, because I had a couple...
Nobody wants to seem like they're not accepting.
Here's the bullshit part of it, and this is my point. I thought that when he was Kris Jenner, he was a self-centered, egotistical, rich, stupid, money-hungry asshole. Now, because he became a she, the only thing that's changed...
Kris Jenner?
Yeah, Kris Jenner, sorry. The
Bruce Jenner.
Bruce Jenner.
Chris is his wife.
I apologize.
I thought you were talking about his wife.
I meant
for a
to say
there.
Bruce. But anyway, Bruce. I'm really fucking sick. I thought he was a self-centered, all that bullshit I said. And now he's the same thing, but with an inward penis. He's the same person.
He didn't get his dick cut off, by the way. He's still a dude, and he still likes to fuck women, but I guess he identifies more as a female.
No, and this is the point.
Lesbian.
The ESPYs are giving him. The ESPYs are going to give him an award for bravery. Dutch, I just read this today.
He hasn't been in sports since 1978. Can we stop it already?
Not
we
the
get
fucking.
It. He won the gold medal in the decathlon, but
they're not
going
to give. They're not going to give an ESPY to the girl who played fucking college basketball with a brain tumor, knowing she was going to
die 2 months later.
Not her. We're going to give it to this fuck. Yeah, you know what? I don't care. The thing is, just because I have to be accept, or the society deems you have to be accepting, doesn't mean that the person is now washed of all their stupidity and sins. And that's what I said. And right. Because I got sick of it, because everything on my news feed was that, and that's all it was, and that's all it was. And the word that kept coming up was brave. He's so brave. Not brave. Oh, my God, she's so brave.
It's a publicity stunt. So I mean, brave. He's been in this game for so long, especially when you've been married to Chris Kardashian for as long as they have, and everything they do is a calculated publicity stunt. Like, dude, maybe it's not a calculated thing. Maybe he really does feel that way. But I would imagine living with that horrible Armenian family, no offense, Marie, that
it's not my horrible Armenian family.
Well, just Armenians in general are kind of gross. But the fact that he was with them for that long probably made him feel that way. And now there's kind of, he's trying to say that he was wearing bra and panties when he was working out in the 78 Olympics. No, you weren't.
He's
no,
just
you
said, weren't. But that's what I said. And that's
like, you're just a liar.
I posted something today on Facebook, and I got a lot of people either one way or the other. But I normally don't do this, but I'm going to read this because I'm literally got to think, I'm surrounded, and so are you, so is everybody now, by this. Oh my God, good for so bright, so fucking bright. I hate.
Here's
that.
The thing though, it's that, like, I mean, as Mitch and I are huge fans of Franny's, and we have been for a long time. Okay. So I have no problem with that subsect of people. It's Bruce Jenner I have a problem with.
No, I know.
Go ahead, read what we're going to say.
Know. No, I mean, well, anyway. I said, at midnight on June 1st, and this is all kids, this is all true. On midnight on June 1st, the Patriot Act expired, which is good news for now. We have, at least temporarily, many of our freedoms we lost after 9/11. So why has every other post for the past 2 days been Bruce Jenner becoming an ugly woman? In parentheses, I wrote, I have nothing against transsexuals, but if we all want equality, some transgender people have to be ugly too. This is the problem. The people jumping up and down because a reality TV star was brave enough to use his or her $1 million to have a sex change, then get millions more for a magazine shoot and a TV show, are the same people posting memes about the next election. They have no clue what the Patriot Act is or what it does to our freedoms, because keeping up with federal acts and protecting personal freedoms was too wordy for an e-show. And that is the point. The Patriot Act is more than it should be, the thing that everyone's talking about, that it's at least for a couple days.
Now, here's the thing, yeah. Is like, what changes now that that's gone?
Well, for technically right now.
And by that, I mean Bruce Jenner's penis.
Well, what changes is nothing. nothing changed. He still keeps his gold medals. Nothing changes with that.
Sorry.
But and it's like, and what bothers me is
can we still keep up with the Kardashians, or is it much faster now that there's one more woman?
But what bothers me is besides everything, but what bothers me about this particular situation,
he's never had any sons.
No, they're saying he's brave.
Or did he?
Hold on.
He had one. That's right.
He's brave for coming out as a transgendered person in LA, one of the most accepting places in the world of that, by the way.
Right.
That's so bravery. Brave. That's so brave. Bravery where every other Starbucks has a transgendered person working there and taking millions for the shoot and the TV show that he was offered. Yeah, he's brave. And not the fucking 17-year-old boy in Alabama who they say fag there more than anybody. And he really is thinking, am I a man or a woman? Exactly. Am I a man or a woman? That kid's fucking brave if he says something.
That's different, yeah. Because
not you, you fuck
that's
face.
The guy who should be getting some medals. It's
yes.
Like when you were in an area that they do not accept that shit, yeah. And then you still have that. Yeah, there you go. That's bravery.
In fucking Mississippi and saying, no, you know what? I identify. You know what? Bravo, bro. That good for you. Seriously, because that takes balls. And that because you're going to be. You're gonna,
balls that you no longer
that you
have.
No longer
I
want.
Either.
Or want. But. That's bravery, not this bullshit, this fucking celebrity and everybody. Dutch, I am sick of living in this world of this. I believe in the past, even since we've been doing the show, seriously, in the past 5 years, we have been overwhelmed by this fakeness, this culture of fakeness, where everything is, you can't genuinely like anything. You like what you have to, society tells you to like. That's
you mean
it.
You can't dislike anything.
Right.
For anybody to say that, like, nah, trains are gross. Like, that's
you can't
not
say that.
Cool.
You can't say anything.
Well, not in the public eye. Right? No. Not on, like, you know,
but my point is that you're not. I mean, people's brains aren't changing. People are having the thoughts.
I got to disagree with that one. I think, dude, just let's rewind. Like, let's say when we started doing the show, like, 7 years ago,
dude, trannies weren't even a thing. It was just like some dirty back, like, you know, page on a porn site. Uh-huh. Like now it's become a thing. So I think people are starting to be to change. I think we are the generation that is finally, because I mean, dude, look back at, like, you know, I'm not trying to compare racism to this, whatever this is. But at least we can say that we were on the right side of gay rights and things like that. Yeah. I can say that. You know?
I'm sure you are. Absolutely.
I think your biggest problem is the people who are overly accepting. Because they don't want to seem like that.
But
like people like us who have no problem making fun of it.
Here's what's happening. I believe a lot of genuineness has disappeared because the thing is, it's like this. It goes back to the same culture and it's all related. Everyone gets a trophy. Everyone has to be happy. If somebody tells you, I love you every single second of the day, I love you loses its meaning. It's not special anymore.
Did you not listen to that thing? I played Robert Kelly. He was talking about that in the opening bit.
I was not smoking pot.
I know you weren't in the room.
I was not smoking pot.
You were not smoking pot? Okay, it was a good thing you weren't smoking pot because you
definitely not doing that. Anyway, yes. What was I saying? Oh,
wait. So if you were not smoking pot, why are you this all worked up?
That shows, Dutch, that shows you how worked up I am about this because I don't think, and it's me because I purposely surround myself with people,
gay people,
gay, all
lots
the time,
and loads
as
queers.
Many
look at
as
Mitch.
Possible. I always try to surround myself with as much of different planet right. as I can on Facebook to see, you know, what everyone's doing. Honestly, for the show, just see what's happening, you know, in the world, and to see what people
are
thinking.
You keep your ear to the ground, as the old
right.
Indians would say.
I do it like those Native Americans, Dutch.
I'm sorry. Is that PC?
Yes. I just like Native Americans, I get drunk, I sell
just
beads.
Just like Native Indian dirty Americans.
I get drunk, I sell beads on the side of the road. I get subsidized.
You get a casino for free.
I was about to say subsidized by casinos.
There we go.
But anyway.
Okay. All right. We're Chief, gonna do some hate Chief, mail from the neighbor.
Chief runs with premise. So I'm just sick. I'm sick of it. For example, even on that post that I made, somebody else was even disagreeing with me and said, well, you know, I think what he's doing is kind of brave because, you know.
I guess if you're a public figure, that is kind of weird.
You're right.
You've been holding on to it for this long. But
Dutch, it gets better. I didn't disagree with that person. Somebody out of nowhere, this militant, and the only way to describe it is militant feminist, who I'm friends with.
Oh, is this the fat broad that we all hate?
This is a completely different one. Hops on and says, she. Doesn't correct anything else because the person said he. She. It's she now. And...
yeah, I'm not doing that.
I replied and I said, wait a second. You want understanding versus world. First off, if I've known somebody as he their entire life, even if I, best intentions, wanted to call them she, I'm going to fuck up because I'm used to calling them that their whole life.
Now, there are certain ones that, like, everybody knows. Like you know, the prime example always is Bailey J.
Yes.
You know, like one of the more famous transsexuals out there. Dude, she's a she. Yeah. Everybody looks at her. Everybody listens to her. Bruce Jenner opens up his mouth on that van. He's still going to sound like Bruce Jenner. And when my dad was in high school, when he got his thing, you're Bruce. You're on a Wheaties box. You're Bruce the rest of your life. I'm not calling you Caitlin. Sorry.
I don't know, man. I found that, and it's maybe because I isolate myself, but the fact that I go out there.
You're like a warm, fuzzy, friendly guy to the general public.
Actually, I really am. In real life, anyway.
How Royce posted that, it wasn't that he's anti anything that anyone is doing, but more so calling out the fact that we are more obsessed with this than with something that affects all of our lives directly.
More people know who Bruce Jenner is than know what the Patriot Act is. And that's the fucking problem. And I'm not saying you have to be fucking Mr. Sean Hannity on Facebook, because I hate those people too, that all they do is post fucking political bullshit or whatever.
Yeah.
But my point is that if you just take an objective view and step back and see Facebook, and I'm like, oh, well, you're looking at Facebook. But no, I argue that Facebook has pretty much, it's a good slice of what the country is. And you can see this is what people are thinking, you know?
Right.
And what they're saying. And listen, I'm the first one to fucking post a shitty, stupid squirrel on a jet ski video. I'm not saying that everything I post is intellectual. I'm not fucking Dennis Miller. But the point is, everything on Facebook is not, it's about how brave that you took money for a magazine shoot and were photoshopped. You're so brave. Go fuck yourself.
Okay, so how about we, instead of, you know, doing what everybody else does and focus on that, let's talk about the Patriot Act. So, like, what actually changes?
Here's
Are they not
happen.
Allowed to now tap into our phones?
Mitch, you might want to pull it up because there was a bill. I don't know if it's passed or not yet because they were, like, trying to pass it today. It might not have passed.
Actually, I think the House passed to the Senate, and then the Senate voted, like, 66 to 30, something like that. It is expiring or whatever.
Yes, it expired. Yeah. Well, Rand Paul, and by the way, Rand Paul, who I don't agree with a lot of stuff he does, but he did filibuster for I don't know how many hours, so it would expire on purpose.
It was like 11 hours.
11 hours. He filibustered. Just
really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Rand Paul. I didn't know that I didn't know those guys were so against it.
Oh, yeah. Always have been. He went,
Is he running for president, by the way?
Yes. Yeah, he is.
Yeah, I'm voting for him.
So he went out and he said, and he filibustered, and so it expired. So what happened is, even up until now, since it's expired and it hasn't been renewed yet, up until this point, you might be listening to this tomorrow or Wednesday, and but as of Tuesday night, there is no Patriot Act. So technically, the NSA has to be shut. Nothing the NSA is doing they should be doing it right now because all those provisions have been lifted. Now, why it was lifted? They're not going to get rid of it. But what happened is they don't want to. No, there are people that do not want to repass it with the same verbiage as from 9/11. They want to remove all the shit that, you know, if you saw the John Oliver thing with the Edward Snowden, you know what I mean? You know, the whole dick pic sharing, like, minimize it, you know, so they can't do that shit. Or,
here's the thing, though, even before and now, and I always just assumed that the government could tap into anything at any moment if they think it's necessary. Like, I think the Patriot Act just kind of made it legal so nobody could countersue them is what it seemed like to me.
The reason people don't like that is because, sure, you don't have anything to hide, but what's stopping the government from just making a new law or something which makes whatever you're doing, which maybe wasn't illegal before.
Yeah, that's a point that I wasn't trying to make, Mitch. I mean, I get what you're saying, but my point is I always assumed they were doing it behind everybody's back covertly anyways.
In the chat room,
I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying.
In the chat room and guests change your name, they said that it passed. It might have, but like I said, it must have passed like today at some point in the afternoon because last I read this morning anyway, it had it. But yeah, it might have. But now, did it pass again with this? Was there revisions? Was it changed? I don't know. But
White Ass Brent says Rand Paul is not to be confused with Ramcat Jackson, right?
No, different.
And then Guest said, "Have you ever seen them in the same room?" That's a good point. Guest, change your name.
Yeah, parts of the Patriot Act expired. A lot of parts. Senate fails to save the page. No, it hasn't. It hasn't repassed. I'm not seeing that it's repassed. Nothing that I see in the news. It's everything has been that it. That whatever and
change your
username, please, so I can refer to you.
Name
a Republican that's not running for. That's true. Every Republican is running. To be fair, it is true, and that's. But you can say the same when it's the other way around. Every Democrat out of the fucking woodworks is running.
I'm registered as unregistered or non-affiliated. Whatever, I forget what the particular word. I'm not Republican or Democrat. Does that mean I'm not allowed to be voting in any of the caucuses?
No, and you're better off. I'm independent too on purpose, but for many reasons. I won't really don't think I'm going to vote for any of the two major parties. I don't care if I'm going to be one of those weirdos, but I'm done. I'm done. I can't keep complaining and keep voting for one of these same shitheads because it's the same horseshit, and I'm just done with it.
Yeah.
And I wish there was somebody as viable like many years ago, like Ross Perot, to come by. Now, I'm not saying I agree with everything Ross Perot said, but what I mean is a real independent person with enough money that could pull it off.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that's going to happen. I mean, it's going to be the same horse shit. It's probably going to be another.
Yeah, dude, we've been beating this drum for years.
Doesn't
we're
matter.
Fucking. We're the next Rome. We're going to be done as a country within the next two decades.
Yeah,
so.
Nonpartisan is a word you're looking for. Pat says in the
chat. There we go. Thank you, Pat.
Thank you, Mike. Yeah, look, and I'm saying by the way, and I know, and that's the other thing that I got pissed about the other day on Facebook. It's like now we're this and you any social media. I'm sure you know Dutch. When you get close, we talk about it every 4 years. When you get closer to these presidential elections. All it is just shit-talking the other side. It's worse than the Final Four when people are shit-talking teams. It's worse than the Super Bowl.
You're right.
It's worse.
The Super Bowl.
It's worse than anything. Like, I've never seen somebody, people now blindly follow a side. Like, the thing is, people are treating this two-party system like it is sports, where you I like the Dolphins.
Oh, I love sports.
I don't fucking care. But that's not how you vote.
Which side are we voting
it's not
for?
It's not what side you're on. It's who
I want to be on the winning side.
Exactly. And also, maybe I watched too many House of Cards. I don't know.
Speaking of winning side, we're not on the winning side if we go in too much to political talk, because that's not what people...
Well, okay, so to, right, to go a little bit off that, did you see the Game of Thrones political attack ads?
No, I didn't.
I just put them in the Google Hangouts, the chat room in there.
Yeah, let's see.
I mean, I guess those will be...
Bryce, you're going to play them from your end.
Well, if I go get them, sure.
Me.
I mean, you know, whatever. I guess instead of playing those on the Game of Thrones show tomorrow, but whatever, this is fine.
You know what? Yeah, Mitch, what's wrong with you?
I'm just...
Yeah, Mitch, we have a whole Game of Thrones show.
Mitch.
Jesus.
You know what? Game of Thrones political ads.
I like the effort, but, you know.
Thank you for the tease. I'm not doing it. Tomorrow you have to listen to the game.
There we go.
And such. Fucking, that was a classic Mitch and Royce mess around.
Believe me. Believe me,
nobody calls it that.
We call it that. Shut up.
After Sunday night's episode, I cannot wait for tomorrow to talk about all the things that we need to talk about.
What
time does it come on, Marie?
Well, it comes on right after Hippo Juice at 9:30 p.m. Mm-hmm. Eastern
Wieners
Standard.
And such.
We take a 30-minute break because Daddy needs his snacks.
Oh, God.
Daddy's got a snacky snacks.
Oh, you don't.
By the way,
even...
what have you guys been? I haven't been on the air with you guys in the last 2 weeks. Anything fun?
Puppy.
Well, Dutch, now you're back and we can finally say, what the fuck? Our interview exploded, right?
Yeah, dude. That was awesome.
Like IGN, like everybody had it. It fucking went nuts.
Yeah, I know. I saw. I was actually showing Kelsa yesterday. Yeah. I was like, yeah, just wait. It'll pick up traction. I know that Flash thing would. And sure enough, it did. That interview ridiculous. We had with Phil Lord last week or 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
On Hippo Juice. I knew the geek blogs were going to pick it up.
And
sure
they loved
they
it. That's great. But what else did we do? I don't know. What did we do this weekend? I'm trying to remember.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Dutch.
Oh, I was going to say, I DJ'd a wedding 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
My sister was one of the bridesmaids in it. And it's like a friend of a friend of my sister kind of like thing or whatever. I kind of knew her sort of in passing, but they, you know, were like, yeah, we've been to a couple of your shows and your parties and you're kind of our only option. So come to DJ party.
Well, oh, you top, was, you top DJ, bro.
It was all the way up in the mountains. So it was like an hour and a half, hour, 45 minute drive for me.
Sorry.
Right. Sorry, Marie.
Take it away, Frank, to break.
Sorry. Go ahead, Dutch.
Anyways, so I went and it was a smaller wedding. There's about maybe just a little
over
100
people. Whoa, it was a little people wedding?
No, it was just, no, numbers
wise. Is it weird when they dance? I've never seen them dance.
It's not the height, Royce.
Is it like the Ewoks? Were they a bunch? Yeah. You did an Ewok wedding?
They were regular people. They weren't Ewoks. They weren't furry animals.
Whoa, you did a furry convention wedding?
I did not do a furry convention. I did a regular wedding.
Where they happen to be furries also.
Okay, I'm just going to move on.
Okay.
Anyways, so, view is beautiful up in the mountains at this, like, really, really nice country club. And actually, there's two weddings going on at the same time.
Dueling weddings?
Sprawling. But, anyways.
Was there hot trim?
We can all say that Ryan's best man speech at your wedding was pretty good, correct?
It was pretty good. I agree, yes.
Well, at this wedding, it was smaller, so there was just the best man, maid of honor, and then one bridesmaid, which was my sister, and then one groomsman, which was the bride's younger brother.
Danny DeVito.
So basically, they let everybody speak, all four of them.
At the same time? How did you hear them?
It sounded like this show.
Okay.
We got a we did like the first chorus and then the maid of honor and best man got up, did their speeches. That both of them were just really nervous Nellies and like kept them under like 30 seconds to like 20 seconds apiece. Like they really had nothing to say. And then my sister got up and my sister's, you know, she's a lot like me and she loves the mic and is a complete ham and got up there and she murdered her speech because you could tell she practiced it, whatever. Then she hands the mic off to the other groomsman, which was, like I said, the younger brother of the bride. Now, this guy saw my sister kill in front of this room, was like, oh, this is a good crowd. He went up the first I'm telling you, this is the worst best man speech I've ever heard or groomsman or whatever wedding speech I've ever heard.
I wish you would have recorded it.
It got racial.
It got racial.
So this kid.
You remember when Susan dated that colored guy from down the block?
Dude, huh? It's worse than that. I'm going to tell you that. Oh, hold on. Let me get through this real quick. So he gets the mic and he just starts like launching into a whole lot of like non sequiturs and this nonsense. Like, it's really cool that everybody's here. And, you know, like trying to like get the crowd hyped up and everybody's already still like we're at a wedding. We're not at a concert. He kept blowing out my wireless mic system because.
Oh no! No, stop.
That guy had his mic right up in his face the entire time. It kept cutting out, and I thought maybe it was just the battery's going dead. So I ran over there with another mic, and I gave it to him. Same thing starts happening. I at one point had to flick on my wireless mic while I'm back at the DJ booth and go, "You're gonna have to back off your mic because it cuts out when you're screaming into it." And then everybody else who was like sitting around me just started laughing because anyways, so this kid's like, he's like a 22-year-old Marine. And at one point, so he had a whole lot of non-sequiturs.
Respect the troops.
So he at one point was like, so anyways, by the way, this couple, and it had been a running joke throughout the entire night. The way that they met was on Xbox Live, and they were playing Halo 3 together. It's how they originally met.
So they were not attractive.
No, they were actually a very good-looking couple. It was strange. They were just two huge gamers. I guess they were part of some sort of a glilled clan thing.
A little Ku Klux Klan thing?
They were
little racist midget. I've never seen a racist midget.
They're not racist. There's no midgets.
You said it got racial.
You said it got racial with
it
midgets.
It did. I'm about to get there in a second. So he opens up with start making fun of them about meeting on Xbox Live.
Sorry, Dutch. White ass Brent posting pictures of the midget weddings. Look at the whole midget party in the chat. They're so little. Oh, no, wait. That's a regular size Mexican wedding. Sorry.
Oh. So he opens up with when I first heard that Taylor was dating Daniel, I was like, no. There's no way she met another guy on Xbox Live. I can't believe. And so he starts saying that how she has had another boyfriend on. And he was like, so the last guy she met on Xbox Live, he was some kind of spicky type of Hispanic looking, or I didn't know what race he was. Is that or like one of those Ching Chong Ching Indian chinks things?
Oh, no, he didn't say that.
He's saying this. And I, at this point, I look over at people were kind of laughing at first, and then I just kind of see their faces drop a little bit. I start laughing, and I'm like I said, I'm in the DJ booth off to the side, and I have this little facade thing. I literally have to duck down behind the thing and kind of do a shake laugh where I was just sitting there shaking and not making any audible noise. I'm like, oh God, please let this go on for a while.
Forever.
So he starts doing that. It was just like, yeah, and this guy was a real piece of shit, and you can kind of tell from those kind of people.
So what else? Hold on. So what else did Don Rickles say?
That's what this guy. He took it like the way he would talk to his Marine buddies, or her grandparents were there.
Oh no,
which were also his grandparents. Like they were it was a family from Houston and a family from Colorado, and it was just it was so. I actually started getting embarrassed at one point because he just kept doing these little jabs at her ex-boyfriend instead of talking about the current. So he finally wraps it up after trashing this guy's or her ex. And I look over and she's kind of sitting there with this smile. And for the podcast audience, I'm just kind of doing you're smiling, but your mouth is open. And you're just And I at one point, catch eye contact with my sister who was sitting at the bridal table, and we both kind of do this whole where we just make our only thing we make bigger our eyes. We just kind of go, what the fuck with our face? So that happens, and then he wraps it all up by going yeah, but you're not that guy, and I actually could tell you guys like each other. So here's a toast to the bride and groom. It was the most.
Here's what he did. I'll tell you exactly. He said. I'm going to wing it. I'm going to go up here.
100% wing it.
Dude, I'm going to wing it.
Like I said, the first guy who got up and made a speech, he had everything written down and he was racing through because he didn't like being on mic. This guy got out and he was just like, check this out. I'm going to fucking murder this wedding.
I'm going to make this wedding my bitch.
I'm going to kill it. Watch this.
Check it. Hey, dude, you watching? Check it.
I think I don't know if he just because he saw the way my sister, because my sister definitely planned hers out and she was, she did it perfectly by kind of making fun of the bride and then making fun of herself and then making fun of their relationship. You know what I mean? Doing it the right way, kept it under, a minute and a half, 2 minutes, the sweet spot. And then it got really uncomfortable. So the wedding proceeds, whatever, you know, the typical, the dancing, everything starts. Well, like I said earlier, his family's from Houston. Well, we're all the way up in the mountains. And I don't know if you guys remember when you guys were out here for your honeymoon, how the altitude affects you when you to drink or do anything.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there was a couple of people there who had no idea what the whole altitude thing was. A guy literally, three different people puked throughout.
Sorry, I was I didn't. That was my fault. I want to say sorry.
Really bad.
And I apologize.
So that happened. And then one guy like passed out completely unconscious. And I didn't see him pass out, but I just saw like one of like the staff who worked there, fireman carrying him out while his arms kind of like dangled and flopped around. I was just like, what is going on here?
Party, bro.
It was actually a lot of fun. As opposed to that, remember I told you guys about the last wedding I did where it was all Christian, no drinking.
That's not even a wedding. That's not a wedding. That's a fucking, that's a crime.
That was a crime. Booze. I was pissed off by that
one. No, fucking seriously. Like, they should be around. Like, how do you convince somebody to go to a wedding without alcohol? Like, that's the reason you go.
I know.
Is there another reason?
I
want to see you and Marie share your love for each other.
You were so hammered before the wedding already, Sherry.
It was 11:30.
It was ridiculous.
That's fact. You just proved your point that you can get hammered before the wedding.
Yeah, what, as Brent said, that's an AA meeting.
Yeah, exactly. If you're in a church and there's no alcohol, it's an AA meeting, not a wedding. Thank you, as Brent. That's very funny. Look, this now.
So that's what I did this weekend. What about you guys?
Hold on, I want to show you. Do you party as hard as this guy? Look in the video here for Dutch and pull something up for you. I think you're gonna enjoy.
Let's see.
You can pull the video up too. I post it in the chat on Facebook. Okay.
I saw this earlier today, yeah.
It's giving whatever reason. Facebook video is the worst. YouTube, we don't need Facebook videos.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, dude, when you're at the drunk point where the only sounds you're making are you should probably go to bed.
No.
Party harder.
No, I'm ready.
That's what Sherry says.
I'm ready to party. I'm ready to party. Party so hard.
So what did you guys do this weekend?
I'm ready to party. Are you ready to party, Mr. Krabs? Feed the chicken. Feed the chicken.
Roy showed me that before the show started, listeners, and I want to throw myself out the window.
We just had a whole bunch of pool parties. I mean, with Memorial Day. And
oh,
then,
God. For Memorial, we were just pool partying it up every weekend.
And then we had a going away party for a couple that just decided that they wanted to move to Austin, Texas.
Uh-huh.
And
oh, God, I was just in Texas. What a shithole.
I was there, too. Remember? I'll get into
that in a second. Go ahead, Marie. I'm sorry.
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, so, yeah. So, I mean, we were outside enough where I actually got sunburnt.
You?
Well, here's the thing.
Marie,
well,
kind of people
here's
sunburn.
The here's
story.
The thing.
I'll tell the story.
I want to tell the story.
I want to tell the story. No, so the first pool party, I was prepared for our types of pool parties. So I was like, Royce, get my entire backside, including my butt cheeks. I'm going to do my whole entire front side, like sunscreen, top to bottom. Even, I know how,
she,
and I
her
know
boobs.
How she's, I she know
covered
how she's
her boobs
go
in sunscreen.
Down.
Right.
And I covered my body head to toe, except for the fact I didn't do my face.
So her face got burned.
I forgot
how
to
did
do
you
my face.
She got her boobs and not
that's
her
like
face.
That's number one for everybody.
Well, because
that's like the first place you apply.
Because I forgot.
That's funny.
So yeah, I got sunburn on my face. But I have a nice tan on my butt now.
Ooh. Prove it. I mean, it can be a private message to me, but prove it.
Okay.
Sherry, you're a creep.
Your face is a creep.
Good one.
She got you there.
Yeah.
Why were you in Texas, by the way, Royce?
I went to visit my parents, and my dad gave me...
I keep forgetting that they live there now.
Yeah, and when I drove back in my dad's Audi, because he told me to keep it, because he had five cars. Swear to God.
That's a good trip when you can walk away with an Audi.
I drove back with an Audi A8 from
you fucking
Dallas, Texas to Orlando, Florida.
Nothing better than drug money car.
It wasn't drug money. 16,
yes, it is. You're Cuban, that's I would assume.
16 hours drive.
Wow. Well, dude, that's worth it, getting an Audi.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
oh, yeah. I'll do that drive every time.
I feel crazy.
And then Mitch and Sherry got a dog.
What? Oh, that's right. I saw the pictures on Facebook. I hate your dog.
No.
I love my dog.
My dog hates you. Yeah.
Dog hasn't met me.
You're so hateful. Dog...
I know that. But so is that dog's face.
How much has your dog grown since you got your dog?
Well, bring your dog. Put him on camera. I want to see it.
Okay, hold on.
He's upstairs sleeping. He was being a pain in the ass. But
beat him.
All right. Now that Sherry's gone, Mitch, just kill that thing already.
I love that dog. Shut the fuck up.
You don't love that dog.
I do. That thing is fucking adorable. Shit.
He's the cutest.
What's his name?
Sterling.
Sterling. Oh, that's right.
He's the cutest little thing ever.
He rings a little bell when he needs to go outside and go pee.
Oh, he's so
rings
cute.
A bell?
Yeah.
Why don't you just get a doggy door?
Because a bell's cheaper.
And a doggy door is going to let in so much cold. It's in Minnesota.
Yeah, I know, but that you get the sealed ones.
Hey, buddy.
Okay, you know what? He is. I'm melting. He is adorable.
He's the cutest thing ever.
I score.
Kelsey wants one now.
I want one.
Those, though. Well, the thing is, when they get into full grown, he can't see you.
What?
Because he's a dog. He doesn't understand TV screens. He just sees it, goes, I think that's me.
I can still wave at it.
He's the cutest.
He's not going to get any bigger than that, though, right?
No. Oh, yeah. He's going to get like 60 pounds.
Really?
Yeah, he's a big old dog.
Oh, I thought that breed was like a little. Yeah, no, I don't hate your dog as much now because I thought it was an ankle biter dog.
No, it's only minorities. He only hates minorities now.
No, it's only 7 weeks old.
Oh, okay. When you initially sent me the pictures of that breed, I thought they were just like little shit dogs.
Oh, no, we were only sending you puppy pictures.
Oh, no. I've seen full grown pictures of this dog. They are adorable as puppies, don't get me wrong, but it's like when they get fully grown. It's like a poodle when they get fully grown. It's like, oh, why does your hair grow like
you
that?
You know, Dutch, what I'm really, really sad about that you missed and you weren't here because we know you would have liked it, but we did have Mark on, or you know, Ramcat, whatever, on last week's Hippo Juice.
Love me some Mark.
Oh yeah, he was great. I think they're gonna be on tomorrow's Hippo Juice, actually.
Nice.
Since this was announced and you didn't get to do it, and we haven't played it, we have to play it every episode when this happened. Since we did say every Republican is running, did you hear who's running again, Dutch? Did you hear who's running again?
Wait, why did you?
We finally got a man.
Oh no!
Yes, he is running again.
Why did you bring up Mark? What kind of a lead up was that to make me?
Well, I'll explain. He was here, and now he said the song was in his head. For 5 days, and he was cursing my name.
Oh, you guys made him play.
Yes, we played it on Hippo Juice. He had never heard it before. And Jesse was on, and she was like, I don't understand. At first, I thought it was a parody, but these people are serious. I'm like,
they're legit.
Oh, they're.
We've got a man who understands.
Keep playing it.
God gave the Bill of Rights. Oh, there is hope for our nation again.
Fucking Rick Santorum. You know, because just yesterday I was in the car.
Hold on. Kelsey has the face that, like, she just, like, walked
never
in
heard it?
And found a relative screwing an animal. Like, kind of like, what am I listening to?
Very excited to show this to new people, so don't worry.
For the unborn, factories back on our shores where the Constitution rules our land. And I believe Rick Santorum is our man.
Hey, I had plenty more, but as long as we got the hook out.
Game on!
Don't worry, I won't play it anymore during the show.
Dude, when we found that, like, I think we all kind of had this, like, the dumb face, like,
yeah.
What? Like, it's a thing?
Comment, and I love the comments disabled. That's my favorite part of the video.
Oh, yeah.
Because fuck that.
So, dude, did you get the sense when you were in Texas? Because I was in Decatur, Texas, which was about 45 minutes outside of Dallas.
Decatur?
Yeah,
Decatur. It's pronounced Decatur. I know where you are. Yeah.
Okay. But anyways, that's where I was because I couldn't do the show last week. I was out there for an install job.
You should have visited my dad.
He lives in Austin, you said.
No, my dad lives in Dallas.
Fort Worth, really.
He probably would have given you a car. He has so many.
Dude. I didn't know he was. Dude, I totally could have stopped by and said hi.
He would have fucking loved it too. No, he might have.
Oh, dude, I love your dad. Yeah. He's my favorite human. He's one of my favorite human beings on earth.
I love your.
We got to get him back on the air, man.
I was. Remember, I hung out with him for 4 days. It was hanging out with my dad. It was already. We had adventures.
It was hanging out with my dad.
Yeah,
that's the thing though. Is like you're used to him like your entire life. Me and the listening audience aren't. So I love it. he's always good when he's on, dude. He's such a jerk.
Oh, and it's great.
So
he
awesome.
Loves me.
He loves you.
He's not a jerk. He loves me. Like to go on a date loves me.
He just wanted to feel you up.
He wanted to feel you up a little bit.
I mean, he didn't want to feel you up.
Yeah.
I want to feel you up.
Something about your green dress at that wedding just really turned him on.
It was tail.
Anyways, so dude, so I've bet you guys live in the South. Well, sort of. I guess Florida's sort of considered the South.
Southish.
Florida.
One thing I noticed about Texas, and tell me if you thought the same thing, they have all the qualities of a typical dumb Southerner with none of the charm. Like you go to Alabama or you go to like Georgia or whatever, like you run into like these rednecks or Southerners, like, you know, they have these quirks and weirdness and dumbness mm-hmm. about them, mm-hmm. but there's something charming about them. People in Texas are just douchebag assholes.
You see, I will say the,
at least the dudes that I met.
Hold on. Opposite experience for us when we were over there. When I was over,
really?
Well, I'll explain what happened to us. When I was over, we were at a gas station, and my dad had to put a little bit more oil in one of the cars or whatever. So, you know, he stopped at one of those gas stations, bought some oil, and he was, you know, he opened the oil cap. Well, the oil cap slipped out of his hand, and it fell down into the engine. Now, it was the SUV, so it's a Range Rover. So the bottom of the road has this pan. It's the way I say pan. So at the bottom.
Pan?
Yeah, we were trying to reach it, and we couldn't reach it. So the first thing we do, we're by a Walmart. It's like, let's go to walk to Walmart and see what we can find. So we're sitting like a bunch of weirdos, two people that don't definitely need him walking, going, excuse me, my dad asking everybody at Walmart, excuse me, ma'am, excuse me, ma'am, where...
I can so see you doing that, too.
Where are those sticks for elderly people when they need to reach things? Because we were thinking if we could stick the stick down there, we could get the oil cap back.
Right. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Actually, the first thing, they went to the automotive department in Walmart. And the automotive department in
My dad asked everybody.
The automotive department in Walmart is fantastic. As long as you only want flame-covered steering wheel covers... And Dale Earnhardt magnets. If you want that, yes. You are goddamn set. Set. But if you need an oil cap or anything related to a vehicle, you're better off fucking yourself because it's not happening. So here we are at Walmart looking for this goddamn stick. And for a reaching stick. And everyone we talked to Walmart was like, well, they would have it anywhere. It'd be in the pharmacy. We found Canes. We didn't find those. So then... We go by the lawnmowers. I'm like, well, let me take the oil cap from this lawnmower. It might be the same size. So I put it in my pocket. Then we're walking. And I wasn't going to steal the lawnmower. So my dad walks up to the...
Well, I was going to take the whole lawnmower.
So my dad didn't end up fitting anyway. So my dad ends up walking up to the outdoor section. And he buys really big pair of barbecue tongs.
Tell me that worked.
Hold on. No, let me finish. So he buys barbecue tongs, and I don't know what else the fuck he buys. He buys something else. So we go and...
Hold on. Before, mm-hmm. did it ever dawn on you guys that those little pans underneath are easily popped out with like a flat screwdriver?
Hold on.
On the underside of the car?
Hold on. Yes.
Or you just didn't want to get your shirts dirty?
We were going out to dinner, and we were actually going out to Landry Steakhouse, like really nice place.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense.
No one wanted to go under the car. But here's what happened. So anyway, we came back with all these tools, and the only two tools were us, but we couldn't get anything. It didn't work. This black guy who was working at the gas station walks out and goes, what are you guys doing? Because we must look like assholes. He's like, well, the PP goes, hold on a second. He went inside. He got like a nut driver. He took the pan off at the bottom, like you said, Dutch.
Yeah.
He stuck his hand in there and he grabbed it out and he thanked me. And my dad says, well, you know, we should tip him. And I go, okay, cool. I tried to give him $10 because I thought he did a lot of work. And he took the whole pan off. Like I was like, and he worked at the gas station. So I felt bad. I was like, here, man, thanks a lot. He goes, no. I go, no. And you got to understand in Florida, you would never hear no if you try to give money. They wouldn't take it from you.
They have a little more pride over in Texas.
Yeah, he was like, no, I don't need money, man. I was just helping you out. I'm like, thank you so much. That's how we do it here. I was like, it was a black dude, but yeah, thank you so much. I was like, thank you so much. But I agree. The difference is when you're walking down the street there and stuff, people will say hi to you and morning, blah, 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 and all that stuff. But there is this sense of underlying
judgment.
Yeah, that's the word. There's an underlying judgment and racism there that's palpable. No one, you don't see people walking around, because Texas isn't either how fucking MSNBC makes it out to be, where it's just a bunch of cowboys shooting revolvers in the air and blowing up abortion clinics. That's not what it's like. It's a regular city. But there is an underlying, like, you know,
like we're our own country.
Right.
And you
exactly.
guys are Americans kind of thing.
Yes, exactly.
That's exactly. how that's the sense that I got.
Right.
And then, like, dude, to go with what I was saying earlier, and the fact that, like, you know, it's all the idiocy of a Southerner and none of the charm there. I was at a bar with I went down there with my brother. We were on the install job together because it was kind of a big thing, whatever. So we went down together and we were at a bar, and like this one girl bartender was just getting verbally harassed, and not even like in a fun way, the way you and I would do it, mm-hmm. like making jokes. Like this one guy was at the side of the bar going, and I think, I don't know if he was gay or what was going on with this guy. He's like, you are literally the worst server I've ever heard, seen in my entire life. Like, I feel like I should report your manager, but I feel like that would help you out for some reason, because I don't know if he likes me either. Like, it was like really like aggressive towards this girl. And she starts like yelling back at him, just going, I already heard you. Get out of here already. And then it like that like subsides. And then there was like me next to like three other like kind of cowboy looking guys. Oh, by the way. Not one, but I saw two pairs of Spurs that night. Now, mind you,
it was something I'm sure you noticed. Everybody, when you're out formal, at least in Dallas, Fort Worth especially, cowboy hats. Fashionable cowboy hats and really expensive boots.
Here's the thing. These two guys that I saw, it wasn't like they just got off the range from, you know, doing cowboy shit. They went home. They had their shirts tucked in. It would be one thing if you walked in with Spurs on, you're all dusty from work. I get that.
Wait, hold on. They were wearing Spurs recreationally?
Recreational Spurs.
No, that's like, a fucking band name from Seattle. That's not an actual thing.
Hey, dude, we're recreational Spurs.
It was cha-ching, cha-ching with the steps, like old saloon John Wayne style Spurs.
That's pretty awesome.
It's not awesome.
I would continuously get a glove and piece and be slapping them, challenging them all to duels.
I feel like I should have, because my brother and I were sitting there, and like we hear the ching ching, and we go by and we look over, and it's like this guy who's like, I don't know, like 17, 18. You could tell he took a shower. You know, he's had his hair slicked back, and he had, and we just sat there and looked at him like,
well,
he went home and made a decision that I'm going to go out in Spurs tonight.
Did you check if they rode in on a horse? Because then Spurs would make sense.
We were in the suburbs, but you know what I mean? Like,
check for horses?
It was like your neighborhood, that kind of a bar.
Did you check for horses?
No, there was no horses.
Because if there were horses outside, it would make sense.
Anyways, so that one bartender was like yelling at the one guy, and then these other three guys.
Wait, was the bartender slinging drinks down?
Was he slinging drinks down?
Down the bar?
Into the saloon?
So then the other guy would catch
him. So the next three guys weren't even like rednecks. They were just regular dudes who lived there, and they just were just complete and utter assholes to this poor bartender. Now, here's the thing, though. I say poor bartender, but she didn't even really look that offended. Like, I hate women. So I I'm trying to be Mr. White Knight over here. But even I at one point,
whoa,
I was laughing.
Caucasian Knight.
I don't like that bit. We need to stop that one immediately. How about you play it louder? Dickhead. Anyways,
you're right. I apologize. I was playing the wrong song. That's
long story short. These guys were the people that I met. Maybe it was just Decatur. I don't know. But the people that I met were just like this kind of douchebaggy. Right? Are you just on purpose tonight?
Doing what? I'm sorry. You seem upset. Were you just in Texas? You seem like someone who was just in Texas.
I don't.
Are you mad, bro?
Are you upset, Dutch?
You're doing it wrong. It's you mad, bro.
You want to talk about
it? Are you mad, bro? I want to know if you're mad.
I would love to see somebody recreate those internet memes, but change them to Minnesota talk. That would be great. Mitch, you get on that.
Funny?
Yeah, like what?
What?
Anana Minnesota.
Anana Minnesota.
because that's where the majority of memes come from, is from.
All right, sorry. Go ahead, Dutch. I apologize.
Oh, that was basically Cowboys. It. Like, my whole general thought of Texas is just like, just a dumb Southerners and no fun about it. Like, it was just, you're all the stereotype and none of the charm. So,
yeah, I mean, it's
what kind of fun were you expecting to have?
The last time I went to Alabama, like, these guys were like, you know, like overtly racial and things like that, but there was something charming about them. They kind of like, you know, yeah, man, I don't know about these spooks down here, but you know what? His dick's bigger than mine. He can drive wherever he wants. You know what I mean? Like, they would like make jokes like that in tail with something racial with it. You know what I mean? Things like that. Or
you just wanted more colloquialisms.
They would. No, not that so much. It was.
Holiday. Well, what?
You know what I mean?
We like, ain't going to boil an ocean tonight.
There was nothing fun or funny about them. There's something fun and funny about, you know, people from Georgia or Mississippi or Alabama. But people from Texas, it's like, dude, it's not like you're ball busting. You're just being a dick. You know what I mean?
I mean, like I said, I didn't really have an experience like that. I didn't have that, you know.
Maybe it was just the area I was in. Maybe it was just the people I met. I don't know if it was coinkydink or not. I'm not saying that
I wouldn't live there either. It's pretty flat. I don't want to hear about Florida being flat and stupid. Texas is pretty flat and stupid, too. It's so the sun.
And by the way, that myth of all the girls in Texas are hot, no.
Hold on. There you go. I disagree. Dallas?
I was in Dallas. That's the thing. We were in the wrong areas.
There's a lot of beautiful women in Dallas.
Really?
Dallas,
okay. Yeah.
Everyone there is either a cheerleader or used to be a cheerleader and is the mom of a cheerleader. Seriously.
Because all the boys play football.
Because all the boys. Dude, it really is. That
I do know that about there, yeah.
That high school football there is a goddamn religion.
It really is.
And the same thing. And then the cheerleaders are to match. I mean, you can't be. It's not like we need a fat cheerleader and then that's got two guys because whatever. No, there it's like, no, everyone has to look like a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader, period. You're not going to be one.
Oh, by the way, I did actually like when I landed in Dallas, I was at the rental car table and I was actually wearing the Eagles hat that I'm wearing right now. And this fat black woman behind the counter looks at me. She's like, baby, what the fuck do you think you're doing coming into this town with a hat like that?
That's pretty funny.
I just started laughing because she just started assaulting me immediately because I was an Eagles fan. It's funny. So that was charming.
So wait, your hat. Did you ever get your hat back from Florida?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Okay, good.
What did you guys do to it? Because this is... listen to me, because this is what I did. The second I got it, I threw it in the wash machine with a load of clothes. I was like...
We had a photo shoot with it.
Why would you not trust us?
Because I don't trust you. That's the reason why... Kelsey was with me, and I was like,
Was it because every one of us asked how your hat was?
I called this from a mile away, didn't I? From a mile of fuck way, I knew it. I'm like, I'm not putting this on my head.
You're saying you don't want Marie's cooch on your face?
Huh? No.
Why? I want her.
Marie's yucky.
Hey. Okay.
Well, at least describe the picture so people know.
Okay. Well, there's a picture of Marie is and looks like
the
some.
Nude.
She's in the nude. She has two Heineken bottles and she's covering her boobies with them, and then she's covering her crotch area with my hand.
Yes.
But it's hot, right?
It's my Phillies hat.
It is
I
hot.
Think you look beautiful.
Yeah.
It is, but I know what's about to happen. So
what's about to happen?
Nothing's about to happen.
Well, I mean, I didn't want Marie to have all of the fun, so...
Mitch, post it in the chat, please.
Did I not call this from a mile away? I knew this was going to happen. Second I pulled it out of it, I threw it in the wash immediately. Hold on, where's the other pictures?
Look in the chat, in the chat room.
Oh, the chat room?
Mitch wasn't afraid to post
it. Look in the chat room. Look in the chat room, Dutch.
There it is. Okay. I knew it.
Can I explain? Hold on. I'm going to say the quote that happened right before this picture was taken. And that was Mitch turning to Sherry and saying, I can't get it hard. And Sherry saying, hold on. Let me give you a hand job to try to get it hard. Because his initial.
You wanted to not have your hands just hold up with
the
boner?
That was the goal. That was the goal. But it was too cold in the kitchen.
That's funny, dude. Yeah. That's really fucking funny.
Can I tell someone to get naked and pose for a photo? They have no problem doing it.
Oh, no, not at all.
Mitch, you're naked.
If you were doing this, if you were holding it up with no hands, that would have been hilarious.
I tried, trust me.
I know you did.
So sure.
You know what's the best part, Dutch? Dutch, you know what the best part is? Right now, the chat room is like, why do we have to see Mitch's and we cannot see Marie's? I know that. You guaranteed that's what's happening right now. What the
sorry,
fuck?
That's just what, you know, become friends with these guys on a regular basis and then you can see them.
Them's the rules.
Here's one that I'm not putting.
Which are completely lost on me because I don't care.
Oh, Mitch. Dutch, look at the one he's not putting in the chat room. That one has his testicles.
Just in case you weren't sure if they were inside your hat.
Oh no, I'm fully aware of it. That's like I said.
What did you think was happening to your hat?
I figured it was in Royce's ass. I would get pictures of that. I knew Mitch's dick was going to go inside of it. I'm pretty sure you guys would have had like Yuki hump it or something. I don't know. I knew everything was going to happen to that hat. That's why the second I got it out of my hand, I threw it in the wash.
God damn it.
It literally wasn't even out of the
You were hoping I'd have yet. You were hoping I'd have it on my hat. Dude, yeah. We've been doing radio together for how long now? I was 100% expecting you guys to do it. Hold on. What's going on here? Sending canceled. I can't see it.
Oh, I sent the wrong one. It was too big. This one's small.
Is it your penis?
Oh,
these are balls.
Jesus.
Still
got balls, right? I put them in my mouth.
Mitch has got some nice balls. You know what? I got to give you some props on your balls there, buddy.
Okay. Can you zoom in? Some hairless. That's nice.
Can I zoom in?
Yeah. Oh.
There it is.
Good call, Mitch.
Yep. Oh, Jesus. Oh, you know what? They're not good zoomed in. You're like a Rembrandt. It's better farther away.
Well, and also speaking of the naked Mitch, I don't think do the people on the Facebook or anything ever see the photos? Like I know I sent you guys.
Oh yeah, we got Christmas cards and
oh,
like
yeah,
Mitch or Sherry or one of you or both of you like text me for my address. I'm like, oh God, I'm gonna get naked Mitch stuff now. Sure enough.
So I forgot about these photos. So now I'm gonna post them in the chat room now. We did this in a state park.
We were in the Florida State Park committing.
I was
going to
say, describe this for me because I remember you sending me pictures of you guys in that. Like, I didn't know where you were exactly. You just decided to get naked while people were around.
We were in these springs. Yeah, yeah. What was it? Juniper Springs?
Something like that.
In Central Florida. We drove a little bit out of the way. It was a really nice park. And they had this nature trail.
Jesus.
So Mitch just, and he got a tick doing this. Mitch decided.
And again, I was like, oh, Royce, go really? Up 20, 30 yeah. feet, watch for people. Mitch, get naked.
And he did it immediately.
This is the same day, actually, as the
hat. Hilarious.
Oh, yeah, it is.
So, Mitch is a good sport.
Yeah, he is. It's basically Mitch covered with a palm tree leaf for those that are listening to the podcast. Completely naked in a state park.
That's the man I celebrated last Memorial Day.
Where can
day.
We post these pictures so people on the podcast could find them?
You have Twitter, right? Just put it on your Twitter page. Give yourself some followers. Chim Heil on Twitter.
Yeah.
So, I suppose.
Mitch is like, I'm not sure about that.
It's easy to upload them on Twitter.
Well, mostly, I just would have to use Twitter. That's the problem.
Just put them on image. Just
dude,
put
it's
them on.
Simple,
I got it,
they
Mitch.
Really easy.
Mitch. Put him on the More Like Radio Imgur.
Oh, yeah. There we go. I'll put him up there.
The More Like Radio Imgur.
Imgur.com/More Like Radio.
That's our Imgur.
How do you say
the
name? I thought it was just Imgur.
I call it Imgur too. But
I like to call it Imgur because they don't use all the vowels.
That's really annoying.
Like most Hispanics.
Just
Imgur
like I call
does
it
not
Dead
use
Mouth
all
five.
The vowels. Dead Mouth 5?
Yeah. I calls it like I sees it.
She does. She has a shirt that says that. She has a shirt that says you miss every shot you don't take. It's really annoying.
More like radio, less like crap.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Oh, hello there. I didn't see you come in. This is Mitch, producer of Dutch and Royce. I just wanted to take a quick moment to remind you why we are better than you.
I took the turkey baster and put it in the glass and sucked up as much pee as I could. I took the turkey baster after lubricating it in my asshole and put it up as far as I could in my asshole, and I was repeatedly thrusting it in and out while jacking off and screaming out a boy's name and moaning to make it feel like it was real.
I can't believe
this. I then imagined
Sean, did
my
you write this?
I then imagined in my head him screaming, "I'm coming." And I squeezed the turkey baster ball, shooting all my pee into my ass. Mitch, I kept taking the turkey baster out and filling it with more pee and shooting it deep into my asshole, making it feel like it was a huge cum.
Listen to Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays from 10 to midnight, only on morelikeradio.com.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday, Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
Hey, everyone. It's Joe from the Cousin Joe Show.
And Dan, also from the Cousin Joe Show.
And we are here to talk about No Station Required, which is what?
It is our documentary about internet radio and podcasting.
Correct, Dan.
I know, because you told me to say that.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And we're talking to you because we need your help.
We need your help.
If you could go to tinyurl.com/nostationrequired.
Go there.
You could help us on Indiegogo to fund the film.
Fund this film.
It is almost guaranteed. No, it's guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
Whatever show you're listening to right now will be featured in this documentary.
That's true.
Along with others of your favorite shows right on this very station, More Like Radio.
Word.
So go there, tinyurl.com/nostationrequired. Thank you.
Thanks.
Oh, listen to our show Thursday nights from 7 to 10.
Yeah, listen to our show, damn it.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
Hey, are you sitting around bored on Sundays between noon and 2? Well, why don't you check out The Sully Show on More Like Radio? Join myself, JT, Adam, Punchy, Danielle, and Greg for all the humor you can think of, and of course, us making fun of each other. What more can you want? Again, The Sully Show is live Sundays noon to 2 Eastern with replays throughout the week. We look forward to seeing you every Sunday right here on The Sully Show on morelikeradio.com.
Morelikeradio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
The credibility that they are using as a bouncer at a Colombian strip club. Credibility.
Oh my god, that's hilarious! Let's say it 3 more times.
Oh, gotta save you, gotta save my soul. Oh, down, bow, down, wow, dilly, wow, down, wow.
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on morelikeradio.com.
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
Hippo Juice is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, your Android phone, BlackBerry phone, and WebOS phones. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
On your phone.
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 Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Sick and tired of getting pro wrestling only after it's gone through the PG filter, then it's time you were introduced to Combat Zone Wrestling. Celebrating 15 years of ultra violence, Combat Zone Wrestling will give you all the high stakes, high flying, and hard hitting pro wrestling you can handle. Check out their live event schedule, get information on their next iPay-per-view, skim the roster, or shop for CZW merch right now at CZWrestling.com. That's CZWrestling.com. No dance segments, no endless talk of downloading apps, just wrestling. Combat Zone Wrestling, the ultra violent underground.
Irma Gerd. I just ordered my Irma Gerd Kerfer t-shirt in the mail. I ordered it online from tinyurl.com/MLRT. The URL's tiny because us MLR listeners are too busy for full URLs. The cool thing about the site is there's a new design every day, and it lasts only one day. Now you never have to worry about wearing the same thing as someone else. The odds are too good that you'll look like a dope, unique hipster instead of a played-out nude. Designs are submitted by artists and illustrators, and the styles range from TV and movie references to video games, classic cartoons, comics, and more. It's pretty simple. There's one new super limited edition tee every 24 hours for only $10. And how's the quality of the shirts, you ask? Amazing! They fit great, they don't make you feel like you're wearing a burlap sack or fiberglass. Just go to tinyurl.com/MLRTs. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES and order your t-shirt today.
God, it's so deep. Take your hands off my head. No. It hurts.
I bet. It's really deep.
Are you almost done?
Oh, I've been done for a while.
What?
No teeth.
I'm sorry.
Nobody likes teethy blowjobs. You know what?
What?
We should do this every week.
Do what every week?
DV podcast.
Oh, sure. Right. When is it?
Fridays, 8 Eastern.
Fridays at 8 Eastern?
Yeah.
On morelikeradio.com?
It is.
Cool. Can you download it on iTunes?
Of course.
Just look up DV.
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 So that's, like I said, there's two kinds of policies you should be thinking about. You got your whole life and your whole life plus, which is, covers the same benefits of whole life plus a heck of a lot more.
Well, we just came in to get Charlene on my health care.
On account of I'm having a baby.
Yeah. A boy, we're hoping.
Or a little girl. I just about hugged the pants off a little girl.
Yeah? Well, even more, you know, all the more reason to, because what happens? What happens if you have an accident in your job?
I work at the library.
Okay. What happens if you have a car crash and go out the windshield? Or say you're up a ladder, cleaning out the gutters and you fall off that darn thing and break your neck. These things happen every day. And people fall asleep smoking in bed. They burn to death. And what I'm saying is the morgue is full of guys thought they didn't need life insurance. For peace of mind, I'm saying to know that your little boy...
Or girl.
Right, or little girl is taken care of.
We are supposed to be at my mom's by 4.
Yeah, so we're gonna...
Okay. Well, at least let me give you a brochure. Or I got these nifty pens. Look at that. With most of the colors. Okay, well, if you change your mind, then give me a...
Back second hour of Dutch and Royce. Here on morelikeradio.com.
Picture perfect. I paint a perfect picture. Sorry, I was going to freestyle for you.
Number is 954-573-2780 if you want to get in touch with us. Or if you're listening to the podcast and want to check us out live, morelikeradio.com/live.
I made a poop during the break. It was big.
Yeah? You good?
Oh, yeah. It was awesome.
Surprised you actually got it back in time.
Yeah, no. It was your standard issue shit.
Oh, shit.
Your
Sorry.
Girlfriend's tits look really nice.
Oh, yeah. Great tits.
Yeah, she got them done. I was taking care of her a couple of weeks. That's the reason why I wasn't on 2 weeks ago. And then, obviously, the Texas trip, like what I got talked about in the first hour, is the reason why I was on last week. But, yeah. Oh. She's pretty happy with them. I don't have a second mic set up, so.
But why doesn't the swelling just go down so we can see her tits?
The swelling's gone down a bit, but I guess it takes about 6 months.
6 weeks, they'll be better.
Here, come here. So, but go ahead.
They will drop nicely in 6 weeks, but be where they really should in 6 months.
There you go.
Nice.
Because my initial thought is that, you know, your body's like, what the fuck is this? Get it out. Right, and they're like sitting way up top, but yeah. So I think they work well for her but she's been complaining that she thinks they're too small for her. She doesn't think they're big enough. I'm like, no, you're short. Like your frame, like it works. Because the last thing you want is like, I mean, think about it, whenever you see a girl with big boobs going by, what's the first thing the majority of people say is you know, those fake? Those are fake, right? Yeah, it's got to be fake. You don't want that. You want people to like be surprised when they find other fake, like going, "Oh my god, those aren't real." So
right, yeah, you want them to just be hot, not be in the way.
Right.
I like them perky. So I mean, I'm not that big into humongous tits. Like you know, like John loves big tits. You know, I'm
loves big tits.
I'm into you know,
huge fan. By the way, how's that going?
Oh, great. With him with his
did we
make a fake name for her yet?
We haven't said her name.
Carlisi.
But yeah, he came up again this weekend and
we hung out with John this weekend. God damn it, I forgot.
Yeah. John came up again this weekend to hang out. Not at our house, at her house.
Yeah, not with you at all.
No, we saw him Friday night and Saturday.
Well, I would assume the reason why he's coming up though is because
oh yeah, pussy.
Big right.
I love big titties.
Yeah, no, dude. Like, she is perfect for him.
Oh,
I think
absolutely.
We all said that, right?
Oh, absolutely. There's not even a question. Like, that is exactly what John likes.
And she, from what it seemed like, I mean, like, I haven't seen the interaction between those two since, you know, obviously the live event, but it seemed like she was really into him. Is that still the case?
Well, John stayed at her place, not at our place. So
nice.
Yeah.
Good for John.
Yeah.
They were posting pictures and stuff all weekend and having a good time.
Cute.
They're super cute together.
So many Dub Smash videos, which they're great at.
They are so good.
Dub Smash?
Oh, yeah. It's the new app where they have clips of your favorite things as audio. And
like quotes.
And then you record yourself mouthing it so that you can do your own version of your favorite movie and TV quotes.
Okay, because when I hear Dub Smash, I think like some kind of like a techno thing, but
no, it's an app. It's a thing.
Is this?
You
yeah, actually, I have their first song.
Game on.
Oh, you son of a bitch!
Okay,
he look never it closed up. It.
Sorry.
Find Dub Smash.
Yeah, they've been doing a lot of them, and I don't know. It's the new rage on Facebook. Everyone's doing it.
Apparently so.
Except for me.
I'd never even heard of it until now.
Yeah,
I'm still trying to figure out what the fuck Periscope's all about.
What's Periscope?
What's Periscope?
It's sort of like Ustream thing on your phone, but I don't really understand why.
It's put out by Twitter. It's their new thing that they developed where basically you from your phone could, yeah, Ustream anything at any particular moment, and it's live, and it goes out over your Twitter and says, hey, I'm Periscoping or I'm live right now. And you could tune in, and what I'm looking at, you know, instead of me recording a video and putting it on Twitter, you see it live for real. And then if you wanted to save the video to the site, you can go back and watch it later if, you know, you missed it or whatever. But yeah, you can live stream anything that's happening. And that's like, that's what was really big during the the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight. Like a lot of people were just periscoping the fight and people were watching it through that. So
I don't like the name of it.
Periscope, like a submarine.
Yeah,
kind of
because then it has to be a good word that you could turn into a verb. Periscoping doesn't sound good.
People are doing it. Just like, well, what is the fuck is a Twitter?
They'll like, probably they just, shorten it to scoping.
I'm sure they will.
No,
they
scoping
already.
Is what you do when you wash out your mouth after you blow a hobo.
No.
It is.
No.
Because that's what people do.
You don't do that?
Well, hobos, no.
Fucking loser.
He doesn't wash his mouth out afterwards.
Ah, I get you. No, I get it. Some people like to keep the natural flavor.
Right.
There's a movement for men to regrow their foreskin.
Well, guess what, buddy? I'm ahead of the curve.
What? You can regrow that shit?
No. Fusion's, quote, asking for a friend explores the growing movement of foreskin regeneration. While a number of U.S. males are circumcised, or sorry, not number, while the majority of U.S. males are circumcised. Hey, look, I'm on the winning team. Suck it, you dirty.
Yeah, you know what else had the majority? The Nazi party. And look how it turned out for them.
The numbers are steadily
declining. I hope you and Kelsey end up in a bunker.
The American Academy of Pediatrics find that circumcision health benefits outweigh the risk, but they're but they're not enough to recommend circumcision universally.
Boom! Boom! Pipe bomb on your face.
That's not a fucking pipe bomb. That's a that's like a firecracker, if that.
It's like, you know what? It is better to get circumcised, but we're not saying you have to.
Yes.
Basically what they're saying.
So how is that your pipe bomb, Royce? How about you let me read this first?
How about you let me read this first?
A great population of men and women called inactivists started a movement to keep foreskins around. Some of the men involved have even begun to restore their foreskin. But how do you grow something that's already gone? This restoration process is done using a TLC tugger. It's a lot like gauging your ears, and it takes a couple of years of gradual tugging to get the desired effect. Here, let me see if I can't
You're
post the GIF.
You're just pulling on it?
Here, I'll post the GIF of
it's
exactly what it looks like.
It's a scientific method of pulling on it a little?
Here, this is what it looks like.
I've been pulling on it for a long time.
There you go.
Make my foreskin any bigger.
That's essentially...
Oh, I see. So
some guy has like a fake dick and then has what simulates what his foreskin is.
Looks
and
like the casing off of a brat.
Essentially. So that's what that is. Let's see. There's also a company. Sorry, go ahead.
He's trying to uncircumcise it.
Yeah.
Well, he's trying to get his foreskin back. Yeah. So there's also a company trying to 3D print foreskin using stem cells.
Finally, a use for 3D printing that we could all get behind.
I'm uncomfortable watching that GIF of that man pulling the foreskin too far out.
Yeah, that's the process called the TLC tugger.
That looks
so.
It looks painful.
It looks.
It takes a couple of years of gradual tugging to get the desired effect. So essentially, you're taking what is already loose skin and stretching it to like just, you know, get it so you. Think, but why would anyone want something gross and unsanitary and dirty and gross?
I have no idea. I don't know why Kelsey dates you. It's not my fucking idea. Not my idea. I don't know. Ask Good her. Comeback, She's buddy. There.
There's a video here. I haven't watched this, but maybe this is worth it here. Let me play this real quick.
Circumcised. Are you? Aren't you?
Yes.
No.
Too much clapping.
While the majority of U.S. males in this country are circumcised, these numbers are steadily declining. And while you've probably never thought about it too much, these
We're coming
guys
for you, motherfuckers.
Really want their foreskin back.
We're coming for you. We're coming for you.
Why would you ever want that?
I've never thought about it because I don't.
Right.
Coming for you.
So you've
Royce,
never...
be honest.
Yeah.
If you, knowing how gross you are because you have that, would you prefer that your parents not being the dirty humans that they are?
No, I like my foreskin, to be honest with
no,
you.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Marie hates it. She told me.
No, never said that.
She never said that.
You told me that.
I never said that.
Yes, you did. You called me drunk one night and said, yeah, I don't like this foreskin either.
Well, I did probably call you drunk.
All right, here we go.
I only want one thing, and that one thing is my foreskin back.
I personally wanted a choice, but I didn't get one.
Because here I am having to spend all this time.
You guys notice a common theme with the speech pattern of all three of these guys?
They sound very smart. They sound very well thought out.
Want my foreskin back.
I love penises in my mouth.
And all this effort restoring something that should already be there.
Here is the thing. While the American Academy of Pediatrics official stance finds that circumcision health benefits outweigh the risks, they also acknowledge that
lower the risk of urinary tract infections, lower the risk of penile cancer, lower the risk of some STDs.
These benefits are not enough.
Huh? I've never had any of those things.
I've never had any of those things either.
Yes, you have.
To recommend circumcision universally. And a growing population of women and men could not agree more.
Wait, there's women who are fans of...
of circumcision?
We want the foreskin.
Circumcision?
Well, I mean, like, if that's the only thing you know, or if you kind of like...
Maul's a girl, kind of, and she said foreskins are way better. They look sexier when a guy gets hard. I know the guy is feeling more pleasure with a foreskin.
Oh, so you see the discoloration of, like, the, you know, like, so the top half is white and the bottom half is purple.
You know what? Here's
the
problem is,
Dutch
needs another picture of my dick in a heel. That's what's happening.
Let me just go ahead and take care of it.
Foreskin is a natural part of the male body.
Meet the Intactivists, a group of people who are so enthusiastic about their foreskin, they've launched an entire movement to keep it intact for themselves and others.
This is a time where I started feeling something wasn't right, and my mind thinks of a lot of things from an evolution.
I realized that my dog Rover kind of was looking at me sideways, and so I went to Costco and got peanut butter.
Perspective.
I've never seen any legitimate argument put forth defending circumcision.
Right here, because it's gross, lady.
That's not legitimate. That's just an opinion,
That's the only reason.
No. This is legitimate. This is scientific, Royce.
It's gross.
Remember, I'm a doctor, according to the internet website that I got the thing from.
I've been starting to restore my foreskin.
Wait, what? How do you regrow what's already
gone?
Hold on.
Can we stop for a second? We're going to be honest. This bitch doing this story is horrible, though.
Like, oh, dude, she's hot, though. Here, you know, if anything,
Let's step back. Let's step back from a second. I get it. We could do this whole good cop, foreskin cop thing all day. But
hey, don't turn on the fifth wall, you asshole.
I said foreskin cop. But this bitch is pissing me off because she's answering questions from a news story and I want to smack her in the face.
Here, I posted the video in the chat room. Okay. So you, if anything, it might, you know what, dude, this isn't, are you guys hating this so far or no? I think it might actually be worth it just with the visuals alone.
Keep hearing the claps, I'll be fine.
You're more likely to get clapped.
We're trying to tackle that as we speak. So first up, a device called the TLC Tugger.
Oh, okay, I see now. She's hot. All right, I get you, Dutch.
Look at
Look at the tits.
Yes.
I don't know,
exactly.
But I
want to. You don't want the conversation about you, so don't get them bigger. God damn it.
They're staying this way.
All right. Sorry.
Most PG sense, you can kind of think of this like ear gauging. Just take a look.
So all somebody has to do is roll their skin up the penis, over the glands, onto the body of the tugging part. Once you can bunch up some skin, you pop the retaining cone on, and that grips the skin between the inner and outer part, and when they pull on the metal handle, they're tensioning their skin tube.
Yep, that definitely looks really uncomfortable, but it's also a really long process. We're talking at least a couple years of gradual tugging until you get the desired effect. But let's say...
I hate all the random instruments in the background. I'm sorry, but it's taking me. I know. I want to talk. I get it. I want to talk about it. And there's a lot of things we could talk about. But those fucking clanging of the
shit. It's like an Oz of Motley concert.
I feel like they're she's doing the new story at a... Yeah, it's Stomp.
Right.
I'm beatboxing to my foreskin.
They're tensioning their skin tube.
Yep, that definitely looks really uncomfortable. But it's also a really long process. We're talking at least a couple years of gradual tugging until you get the desired effect. But let's say the tugger isn't your thing. It's
that drummer is so upset that he lost his audition to be in, I don't know, Foo Fighters or something, and he's rocking out documentaries left and right.
Yeah, these studio drummers.
The guy who
Does he go home to his family every night and say, guess what I did today?
Killed it.
Instrumentals for men regrowing their foreskins.
Whoever edited the sound to this thing reminds me of my early promos where I just had the music way too loud.
Mm-hmm. Well, to be fair, the video only has 2,800 views. It's not like this is a mega fucking page we're looking at.
Isn't someone trying to...
Which is weird considering how nice her tits are.
Look at those fucking things.
Oh, my God.
I wonder what she looks like with her glasses off.
I wonder what she looks like with her shirt off.
I would put her left titty in my mouth.
Jesus, Marie.
I would.
I stand by it.
3D print a human foreskin in a lab? Yeah, they are.
Oh, they do the noise. Boing, 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 boing. He's going to be next. Right. Ooga!
The pressure's rising.
Okay, I'm done with this video. Sorry. I won't watch it anymore.
Why don't you just have a female tug on the foreskin until it gets back to its normal size?
Yeah.
Instead of that weird apparatus. that you have to explain when your dog takes it out of the drawer and your kid sees it?
Probably because you have to explain to your girlfriend, hey, keep doing this every day for a couple of years because I want my foreskin back.
And?
A lot less of an explanation than having one with your dog.
Yeah, I honestly don't. The thing is, like, I don't care. I've never felt bad about my penis. I've never had a problem.
You should. No, it's gross and dirty and God hates it.
I clean. Do you not think
it's,
I clean?
It's against the Lord, according to Jewish custom.
Dutch, I saw you take
it. Really weird that Jewish customs are asking about that.
Well, their TSA is way tougher than ours. I need to see your penis. Y'all be dead if it wasn't for that circumcision.
You better not be smuggling drugs underneath that foreskin.
I have 10 pounds of coke in my foreskin.
I haven't heard an Independence Day reference in a long time.
You know, you saw the poster. The sequel's coming out. Yes. Mitch, find the poster for ID2. This time it's personal or whatever.
Dutch, do you know how often Royce makes an Independence Day reference around me?
In the house all the time.
Do you really?
He made one like 2 days ago.
Which one? I forgot.
Okay, if it's not on the air, I can't hear it.
Yeah. I know. No.
She's just pointing out how annoying I am.
Oh, okay.
It was either yesterday or today or something. You were getting out of the car and we were talking about it and then you did it right then just as we were closing the door.
Welcome to Earth!
There it is. There.
Oh, ID Forever.
Oh, part one. It's going to be a two-part movie, by the way. ID Forever. Where apparently we're using their weapons.
So they're actually going to make it like the way it was supposed to be made?
Oh, no, it's not a reboot.
Fucking,
it's not a reboot. It's not a reboot. It's a continuation. Jeff Goldblum's in it. Will Smith is in it.
They did everything right.
Harry Connick Jr.'s corpse is in it.
Just fucking, that.
That was a good president, though.
Should have been so good.
Bill Pullman? I don't mind this as much as I mind The Rock being in Big Trouble in Little China.
It doesn't bother me that much.
That is a real thing?
Yeah. Today was all over the news.
I've actually been off the grid today. Are you serious? Big Trouble in Little China was...
It's a classic,
okay,
I know.
I've said this on the show many times. Royce and I, we both grew up in like fairly conservative Christian households. Mine a little more strict than Royce, I think. We weren't allowed to watch PG movies, nothing. The one of the first, like, quote, bad movies I was able to watch was Big Trouble in Little China my friend Tony's house when I was still living in Pennsylvania when I was, like, I think it was like 8 or 9 years old. And, dude, I was like, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. I saw Samantha from Sex and the City hook up with a guy, but she didn't really get naked. And everybody was after her because of her blue eyes. And that one guy exploded. It was the greatest movie I've ever seen. So you're telling me they're rebooting it?
Yep.
Starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
As?
Fucking Little China.
He's not Val Kilmer.
Snake Plissken?
Kurt Russell. What's
his name? Kurt Russell's role. Snake Plissken. He's not Kurt Russell, is he?
I don't know how it's playing out. I don't know how it's going. I mean, I don't know. I just don't want them to redo it because I have very fond memories of the movie.
Okay, you and I both. Hold on. Movie that we did see this weekend, and you have to watch it in the theater. I don't want to hear any excuses, but by next week, I want everyone to have watched it.
If you see San Andreas, I'm not going to watch it.
No. Mad Max Fury Road.
Oh, yes.
Did you see it?
I do want to see that.
It's so... I went to go see it with Mark, with Ramcat. He's seen it twice. He goes, I'll see it a third time. I go, third time? He goes, yeah, that's how good it is. I go, now you remember the old ones, right?
Yes.
Well, I went back and rewatched
Mel Gibson when he was slightly hating the Jews.
Tom Hardy plays such a great, because he plays Max and he plays Mel Gibson the way he talks, just like him.
Really?
But yeah, it's a continuation of the story. It's pretty cool. Charlize Theron's in it. She's fucking so hot. But yeah, man, she
has a shaved head in this one, huh?
Even still,
doesn't matter.
She's so hot. The movie is
that Hansel.
When I say it's action from beginning, it's the whole movie, dude. They're doing these amazing, and the best part of this movie, it's not CGI. Like George Miller, the same guy who directed the other ones, directed this one.
Oh, he went legit on it.
It is old school, like fucking Tom Hardy hanging from cables kind of shit.
Three stuntmen died during the filming of this thing.
It was insanity. When I'm saying You just go into it. If you go into it expecting a Mad Max movie, and I like the other Mad Max movies, but this one is fucking ridiculously good. And that old man director is still pumping them out. Oh, and the main bad guy, this dude who's playing the main bad guy is a guy who played the main bad guy in the first Mad Max movie. But he's older now, but it's just ridiculously good. I mean,
I hadn't seen the first any of them. And I went into this completely blind. And once I got over the weird shit that I was seeing and stopped asking, well, why are those guys so white? Yeah. Well, why isn't there any water?
Right. Okay.
Well, why is there tattoos all over? Why
are they? You haven't seen the old Mad Max.
Exactly. No. If you haven't seen the old ones, you don't understand this. If you expect it. Like Dutch, you know what they're gonna look like. The crazy fucking. You know exactly.
Dude, I've seen the old Mad Max is like 1,000 times.
Exactly. So it's like that. So, Marie said, but even for that, she still loved the movie.
Yeah, but once you were like, okay, I'm going to accept that all the weird shit you're presenting to me is just the way that the world is now, I was like, what's happening?
It was really cool, huh?
And yes, the gift that Mitch put into the chat room.
Holy shit, this guy.
That was my favorite part of the entire movie, and I want to have a guy playing a flame guitar on the front of my car from now on.
And
give anything away.
I was going to say no spoilers, but it's a Mad Max movie. There's no spoilers. It's a fucking Mad Max movie.
It's been years since I've seen it, so I've actually forgotten the overall, I understand the entire plot.
This guy's in the trailer.
There's no spoilers. This guy, that's all he does.
He's in the trailer.
That's all he is.
So the bad guys, whoever they are, whatever, they're kind of like, think of like old Viking soldiers mentality, but on fucking vehicles. So they have one vehicle that it's just like, you know, a war march. And it's like guys playing drums and this guy playing an electric guitar. It's fucking insanity. Watch it. I'm telling you, when you watch it, you'll be like, holy shit, that was amazing.
Like, recall whenever you watched the Ken Burns documentaries on Civil War and there was the drummer boy that he literally had to march into war just playing the drums.
That's who this guitar guy is.
That's what that vehicle is. Yeah. It's the drum vehicle where they have no weapons. They're just drumming. They're just guitar. And the entire time.
There's morale support.
It's ridiculous.
And I couldn't even handle how hilarious it was because, like, they would slow down when the cars would slow down. They would speed up when the action would get more intense. And eventually the fight scene gets onto their vehicle and they're just, like, pounding away, just strumming as hard as they possibly can because it's on their own vehicle.
It's one of those movies.
That sounds like something, Mad Max would do.
When I had these holy shit moments. Because you're just like, oh my God, like, because there's something, it just felt like an old school action movie to me because like I said, it wasn't this CGI'd mess. It was real cars fucking exploding, real stunt drivers just doing this crazy, insane shit. And I loved it, man. I loved everything. And Tom Hardy did a lot of his own shit. I think almost all of it. And that made me respect him even more because and I read an interview where Tom Hardy said that he had to apologize to George Miller, the director, after the movie because he said he knows he was being a total prick and a dick. But after watching the movie.
Why was he being a prick?
Well, I'm explaining to you.
Okay,
after watching the movie, I see why he was in a bad mood the whole time because the stuff that George Miller was having him do, like, and you're talking in 100-degree weather, just fucking...
Right. Because they were on location when I...
Oh, it was ridiculous. So I would be in a bad mood, too, if all they had fucking sand in my face. But speaking of that, we could segue to this. Somebody found Tom Hardy's old MySpace.
I was going to bring that up. Hey, we're on the same page today.
So speaking of page, there's a link to the page if you want to see Mr. Hardy's...
I saw that. I read that earlier today. Like...
Did you just do that?
Oh my! I'm sorry. I got really distracted.
What? Kelsey, what'd she do?
Just farted. I'm wearing very good studio Sony headphones, and I'm talking to you guys. I'm listening back and forth, and I threw these things, hurt her across the room.
Just fart.
I love her so much. Like, I can't wait till I see her again and I can motorboat her boobs and grab her farting.
I'm so sorry. That was so distracting. That was so loud. Get away from me. No.
I got presents for you.
Get.
Smack her boob.
Oh, no, that'd be awful. Don't do that.
No, I can't. Dude, do you understand? Like, that, the first
couple of days of me taking care of her. Because she had, even though she's a nurse, she'd never been under like anesthesia before. Or any of that stuff. And she was a fucking wreck for the first couple of days.
Aww.
So. But here's the thing, though. It's like, when you get a vanity surgery, no one has sympathy for you.
I didn't ask for sympathy.
No. I'm not saying for me. I'm just talking about in general. Majority of people are like, oh, whatever. You got boop. You got the done for you. It wasn't like your throat was being, you know, cut out from cancer. Like, that's an actual. I'm like, no, it's a legit surgery. Okay, never mind.
Look at that picture of Tom Hardy.
Yeah, Tom.
Ew.
Now, was he goofing around, or was he legit trying to show his package in white tighties? Dutch,
how about I read his what he had in his
there
profile?
There you go. Thank you.
Ready? I never lie.
Same guy.
I never lie. If you suck, you suck. If you're good, I take my hat off, and I'm all over you. I'll bend over backwards to help anyone. Wait, does he have an accent? I don't know if I'm doing this right. I'll bend over backwards to help anyone of their word. Fuck me around and I'll go. I'm not here for stuff. I'm here
not
to
go
live.
Off, go hard, just go, like leave.
Apparently. I'm reading this verbatim. I'm not having a stroke. This is how I wrote it. I'm not here for this stuff. I'm here to live and give whatever I can do to nourish rather than to take and move on. I'm coarse and straight. I act for a living now, adopting characters for money. It is language I was born into. I always wanted.
Is he retarded, or was he drunk when he wrote his profile?
No, I always wanted to be someone else. It isn't rocket science. It's easy now that I've made amends for lying to myself. It's a trade craft.
You know, fuck Tom Hardy and Madden.
You still have to watch it. I pray I don't get caught up living the dream. Such a lonely place. Having said your best, like my best, just isn't good enough. Even no Scarface syndrome here, no resting on laurels. There always work to do. I'll clean up my side of the street promptly, admitting where I am wrong and the work doesn't stop. That's one long sentence.
That was too long, and I wouldn't have followed him or even put him in my top eight.
I am grateful, arrogant, self-centered, tenacious, versatile, honest, honorable, loyal, loving, gentle. Consistent, reliable, focused, prideful, passionate, and nuts. I have a head like a disco ball.
He was born in 77?
Yes.
So, hold on. 2000. I'm terrible at math. Someone help me out here.
Help me out here, Midge.
5 years. 5 years.
He's 37. Okay. So, when Facebook was popular, he was... How old was he in this picture?
Old enough to know? Yes. Old enough to know better.
Way old enough to know better.
He is.
He was 30 in these pictures.
Oh no.
So could you imagine
Number one comment.
Mitch, you're what, 29? 30?
Yeah, 29. So that'd be like me right now. So.
I'm 30 right now. She's 29. That'd be us posting this kind of shit.
Dutch.
Yeah, but the internet was so new. People didn't know.
First comment.
It was 2007.
First comment on this article by a girl. I would still touch his penis.
Well, of course, Tom Hardy.
No, I mean, like, MySpace was the pioneer of social.
Tom Hardy's a douche.
Of social networking. So.
Right.
Maybe he didn't know how to perfect his douchiness at that point. Especially when you're older. Like, you don't understand. My dad doesn't understand Facebook to this day. I was super proud of him that he figured out how to post photos of his vacation to Europe while he was out there.
Maria just still doesn't excuse that whole intro thing. You know what I mean? Like, when you initially sign up to Facebook and you kind of, like, write a description. My description with anything social media has always been, I'm Joel and I rule.
Uh-huh.
It's such a
Mr.
dumb...
Mr. Van Rockstar.
Yes, exactly. Even on that stupid page, I still had I'm Joel and I rule. That's the only thing I've ever put in any of my description. And then I kind of added the fact that, okay, you know, I'm on hippo juice now, yada, yada. But it's such a I don't know, just a simple thing to put in there. He put that paragraph in there talking about himself. Like, fuck that. Like, oh, Tom Hardy's a douche.
Yeah, but he
good actor.
He was in Mad Max, though.
I haven't seen it yet, so once I watch it, then I'll probably come back on the air and be like, you know what?
He was Bane.
Forget everything I said.
He was
Bane. Obviously, he's Bane. We all know that, but... You can't hear what I'm trying to say. I couldn't tell if he was a good actor or not.
Judge, I'm going to take you out of my top eight.
That decision from the director to make his voice that muffled was, God, it was just stupid.
Fucking idiot. Fucking idiot.
That's a merch drop.
Dutch, speaking of crazy people, have you seen Shia LaBeouf's hair?
Shia LaBeouf, as Shia his LaBeouf. Friends like me like to call him?
What? That's his real hair? No, that's not.
That's his real hair.
No, it's not.
Swear to you.
No, it's not.
Yep.
Nuh-uh.
Explain it.
Shut up.
That's an extension.
Extension.
That he added.
Explain it.
It's an extension.
Not. Explain it.
Yeah, it's an extension.
He added that to the back of his head.
Does that explain the sun? First off, does that explain the sun?
No, what that explains is this is what happens if you live in Los Angeles too long. That explains Bruce Jenner.
I don't think that's an extension.
No, it has to be an extension.
Dude, it's not the same color as the rest of his hair.
Whoa. It's not the same texture. It's not even curly.
That, dude, it's a clip curly. On.
Yeah, it's not.
Why are you yelling at me?
Because you're dumb.
It's not his real hair. There's no way.
So I need to be mean.
But yes, everyone in Los Angeles needs to stand apart from everyone else in Los Angeles. And there's too many people.
They all
have to find out what makes them unique and different. And everyone's changing all the time. So you have to constantly be thinking of new and unique ways to make yourself stand out for headshots.
Remember how brave Bruce Jenner was? I just wanted to bring that back. Remember how brave he was?
He was so brave. That's all it is, too. It's like...
if that's the case, then Kelsey's brave.
Kelsey,
you are so brave. You know, so brave.
I would beg to say that Kelsey is just as brave. Also,
Dutch, that's his real hair. Look at the back. Look at the back.
I'm
reading it right now. I'm reading it right now. It's his real hair because he's been growing it out for a couple months.
Ha, you fuckface.
A couple months? Your hair grows. How much did
you have fucking braid like that, Mitch? You know how long your hair grows in a month? Not that long.
Half an inch a month. That's how long your hair grows. He would have had to have been growing that for over a year.
Look at the picture of the back.
Dude, it's clearly... Marie, a woman, somebody, one of the women on the show...
I'm already defending you.
The rest of the idiot guys
I'm
here,
already defending
that's
you.
Not real.
I'm already defending you.
It looks like real to me.
No.
Guys are retarded.
Do you even know how black people work? You take hair that's not yours, you take glue, and you glue it to the hair that is yours, and you have extensions.
Exactly!
I think he's
brave. That brain is red! His head, the rest of his head is gray, and it's salt and pepper!
I think he's brave for having that in his hair. Bravo.
He is so brave.
Bravo, oh Shia.
It is brave.
Bravo.
It is brave. Speaking of brave, you know, I actually declared that this is the summer
I
of
didn't
long
hate
skirts
that
for myself.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I actually eclaired.
Yeah. I decided, delicious. I'm like, I'm not going to wear pants. I'm a woman, and I'm going to wear skirts, and I'm going to wear long skirts all summer long. It's the summer long skirts.
That is so brave, Marie.
I'm really brave.
So brave.
Marie's being really brave right now, guys.
Also, I don't really care for chai iced tea lattes, but I'm going to start drinking them because I'm so brave.
She's so brave right now, guys.
Oh, my God.
Marie is so brave.
You don't want to do, but you...
It's tough. You're brave.
You're doing something you intentionally hate, but...
You don't even know, Dutch.
It's just who I am, and I have to fight it all the time.
Dutch, remember when you took your trash out in the rain? That was so brave of you.
It was.
Brave.
On a scale of 1 to 10, I can't even.
She literally right now can't even.
Mitch, it was so brave of you to find a puppy that looks like yourself.
Brave. Brave. Very brave. For you to go out of your way and find a puppy for us.
It looks like yourself.
So brave. Oh my God.
That was me.
No, they're going to match when the dog grows up. They're both going to have the same beard. It's going to be cute.
In a couple of years, maybe they'll both have white beards, too.
Aww. That'd be so cute.
You're so old and brave. You're so brave.
I'm so brave
you're
for getting
so
old.
So brave.
So brave for aging, normally.
I think anyone that watches any LGBT TV is super brave, too.
They're so brave.
And really and also brave. Half the things on Lifetime television for women. So brave for watching it.
Brave.
So brave.
I
I want the Kardashian family dead.
That's very not very brave of you to say that.
I don't want them to exist in
oh
this.
Oh my God. The Kardashian family living
they
is
are
so
the reason
brave.
Why this fucking country's gone.
That is so unbrave.
Because we accept that as entertainment. We accept that as people that who are celebrity. Like it's just like how is this a thing? Like everybody's always yelling about Paris Hilton. This is times 10. So this is something completely different.
It's Paris Hilton is so brave.
Cheers. Okay, I'm posting pictures in the chat of Shia LaBeouf when he had long hair.
Ha ha, see? So he did grow it out.
Okay, if it had a starting off point.
Yeah, that was 5 years ago. I can see
that. Have a face like that? That is so brave.
To go out in public while you look like Shia LaBeouf? That is so brave. Oh,
okay,
God.
Well, look, dude. Whether it's a real ponytail or not, he's an asshole.
He's like, awesome.
Can we all agree on that one?
I'm offended him being an asshole or not. I'm just saying it's his real hair.
If it's his real hair, then he's awesome. If it's not his real hair, he's not awesome.
He focuses his energy on.
I wish I had a ducktail. I wish I was
really
so
brave of you to do that. Yeah.
Woo.
Shaving the side of your head is so brave.
So brave.
Matt Hansel, he's so brave right now.
Right. What can we do in the next 10 minutes? I got nothing that won't take
phone
long
it
for.
In.
That doesn't help the show. I mean,
what I know of a new photo contest that we can do for more like radio.
Ooh, what is it?
What is it?
We need to strip down naked and pose with fish.
Well, why?
Why is everything with you have to be naked all the time, man?
Why
not?
Are you not naked all the time?
Man. Because I don't want to creep out children and get arrested and have Megan's Law follow me the rest of my life.
Brave to get naked.
So
it's not brave.
The British celebrities are stripping down naked and posing with fish.
Why?
YOLO swag.
Because there's a shortage of fish.
I don't know why.
They're saving the ocean.
So brave.
They're saving the ocean.
Sure, we'll go with that. Let's save the ocean and pose.
Helena Bonham Carter and all of the entourage that comes with her.
I'd fuck her.
Created some buzz when she first appeared in a set of nude photos in February. In the snapshot, she was caressing a large tuna. Since then, more photos have been released, including Judi Dench and Julie Christie, all cuddling sea life.
Fish.
Oh, no, cuttlefish.
Where's the cuttlefish?
Aww.
The shot.
What the hell? Is that Julie Andrews?
No.
Oh, you know, I wanted to bring something up. Are we committed to this fish thing?
I'm doing it.
I don't know where I'm going to find such a large fish.
No, I meant, are we committed to talking about this?
Have a beta fish.
Because I wanted to bring up your thing you posted on Facebook that you were asking about what celebrity would play you.
It's big enough to cover your penis.
Okay, that woman's with frogs, though, Maul. That's not...
That's because she's Asian. She don't know.
Ew. Yeah, this is gross.
Ew.
The fuck is it?
I don't know.
How
like
did this phenomenon start, Mitch?
It looks stinky.
Me getting naked or the fish thing?
No. Which one do you want to start with first? Because I want to talk about both.
I don't know.
The fish thing.
British people are just fucking weird, and they pose with fish sometimes. Because oceans.
Because they're so brave.
Remember that whole, like, save the ocean thing?
They are so brave. They're so brave. They didn't have to pose with those fish. They
but
chose
they
to.
They're very brave right now, guys.
It's all about being... The 2015 is going to be the year of brave.
All fish were harmed in the making of these photos.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, many fish were raped in the making of these photos.
We never did talk about our photo contest about lip biting. I mean, I didn't go, or a few people submitted stuff. I ended it really quickly. No one wanted to submit after.
Oh yeah, post yours. By the way,
I didn't even notice it.
Yeah, do that.
There was, but the thing is, the Marie's isn't fair because no one was going to beat Marie's, and we put. By the way, this is what you're missing. You're not.
Did this happen when I was off the air?
Yes.
Yeah.
It happened. Things happened very quickly.
This is what happens when you're not in Friends of MLR on Facebook. Either. You miss pictures like this. Marie, are you looking for it?
I intentionally mute that group.
I have no idea.
I know. You intentionally do a lot of stupid shit.
I have no idea where it was posted. Wasn't it in Friends of MLR?
Like not get involved in a lip biting contest?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You wouldn't want to do that.
I found it.
Oh, yeah. I found it,
post
too.
Post it.
There
oh,
it was.
Other people biting other people's lips?
No.
No.
That's just how we won.
That's how they won.
Supposed to be
oh, yeah, that wins.
Sexy, but, you know.
Yeah. I mean, we had a few good lip biters. I have to give credit to Ian's because his made me laugh probably the hardest out of all of them.
Oh, bisexual Ian, yeah.
Bisexual Ian, I'm posting it right now. So wait, did it work?
Yeah.
You can see it?
No.
It looks broken to me.
It's broken.
Okay.
You killed it. Killed it!
Damn it! All right. I'll open it up and then get the link from that.
I posted it.
Thank you. But yeah, that, yeah, that was our...
I'm looking at this picture of Buttercup and Marie. It, like, Marie likes it way too much. Oh, Jesus. Ian.
Marie likes it way too much? Yeah, she does.
Yeah, well, the picture actually, of Buttercup, like, Marie's...
Here's the thing.
It's like she just... It's like she ate,
No.
Piece of cake. And
this is the one that came out good. Initially,
you know what I mean?
Initially, it was going to be Buttercup, Jesse, and Marie doing it at the same time. But
couldn't fit your faces in?
Yeah.
The thing was... I wasn't looking like I was enjoying it. I was looking down at my lip to make sure she was getting my lip right. Because we were doing this really awkward thing where we're sticking our lips out. And like, hey, can you grab this with your teeth? I got it. Okay, take the picture right now. And we're looking, and I was just looking down to make sure she was still holding onto my lip as we're taking the picture. And yeah, it does look like I'm enjoying it way too
you
much
love
now.
Love it. And Buttercup kind of has the face of like, tasty.
Like,
but did you get the shot? Like at the same time, she kind of has that thought going through her brain.
She has like fuck you eyes, and I love that.
Yeah. Like, I agree.
Fuck you. I'm buying this.
She is hot.
Oh, super hot. Of course she is.
Kelsey and I both loved her.
Oh yeah.
So yeah.
I love bisexually. What the fuck, man? He's like a puffer fish.
It's one of the funniest things I've seen in a long time. Every time I look at it, it's just ridiculous.
Oh, this thing has a goiter.
The thing is, like, he's not even like a fat guy. He made his face look like that intentionally.
He did it on purpose.
No, he's like, not.
Mush his face down.
He's like, a little chubby, but he's a little guy. He's actually a very little guy. He's not a big guy at all.
He's not like. Based on that picture, you think he was like Ralphie May.
Oh, yeah. No, he's not at all.
Not in the least.
I see what he did there. He put his chin down and tried to, you know, bring his. Yeah.
So, yeah, we had fun with that one.
That's funny. So the next one is going to be the fish taking pictures.
I ain't doing that shit.
Now, can we take pictures with cans of tuna?
Can we use
it with fish? That's the only stipulation.
Okay, can we use
Aspie actual can we, fish?
Okay, can we use fish food ice cream from Ben and Jerry's?
Yes.
I think it's a fish, right?
Yes.
So yes.
Fish food ice cream. Got it.
Sure. What about Swedish fish?
Marie, there you go. Marie,
I love Swedish fish.
Marie will do the Swedish fish one.
Okay.
What's Kelsey screaming about in the background like a crazy person?
Here's the thing. When she's not on mic,
she talks more.
My idiot girlfriend likes to talk to me as if she's having a conversation, as if I can hear her. I'm wearing headphones, which apparently the only thing I can hear through these headphones are farts. That and like a distant.
You know what? That's on you for not getting fart canceling headphones.
Apparently so.
You got to get them fart canceling headphones, bro.
That and it's like you don't have a mic because I didn't bring an extra cord to your house for it. So it's like I just hear. It's like when you watch the the adults talking the Peanuts cartoon.
Wah 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 wah.
And she keeps trying to have a conversation with me, and I'm like, I'm doing a radio show.
God,
Jesus! Sorry for yelling, but it's just like, come on, honey. Like, what are you doing?
I'm talking to myself.
Well, stop talking out loud because it distracts me.
I love Kelsey so much.
Oh my God.
She's so brave for talking off mic.
She's so brave.
It's game off time, buddy.
Rick Santorum is so brave.
Rick Santorum is so brave to run again, isn't he?
Do we have to go out on that song, though?
No, you can play whatever you want.
No, I'll keep playing it, though. I love it. Kelsey, listen.
Kelsey's farting through headphones and pissing off Dutch again.
For it is back on our podcast.
Just yesterday, I was telling Marie, you know what I wish? There was justice for the unborn right now. And it never happens.
Game on.
You think they blew everybody in the football team?
Yes.
Oh, 100%, dude. Taxes, raise morale, put the power all right. In our
hands. Did you get a song? Did you get a song?
Yeah. Just in the background. All right. So, hey. Our dumb bit that we've been doing for the last 10 years and none of us want to do it.
I like doing
Marie,
it.
Why are you better?
I'm better because I shut down a photo contest within like hours.
Sherry, why are you better?
I am better than you because I am so brave.
Mitchell, why are you better?
I am better than you because I'm just looking for excuses to get naked and take photos.
Royce?
I'm better than you because my foreskin is intact without any necessary gadgets.
And I am better than you because my headphones are 100% fart-proof.
They're not.
Not fart-proof, but everything else-proof. So, anyways, hey, thanks for listening, you guys. We'll see you guys next week here on...
tomorrow, Hippo Juice.
10 to midnight, morelikeradio.com. Don't forget to listen to Hippo Juice tomorrow night from 7 to 9.
Oh, and Game of Thrones.
And right after Hippo Juice at 8:30 Eastern Time on More Like Radio, we do the Wieners and Such radio show, which we talk everything Game of Thrones. So if you're a fan or if you know anybody who likes that show and they want to listen, call in, do whatever, let them know about Wieners and Such at 8:30. That goes till 9:30, right? It's only an hour show.
Well your time, 9:30 our time till 10:30, yeah.
9:30 Eastern.
I apologize. Anyways, so... Yeah. Anything else, guys?
Nope, that's it.
See you guys next week. That's Royce.